scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, or pranarians, or inediates, solarians, or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part 4 of our 5-part series entitled Jasmahin, the Amazing Avatar of Pranic Living, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Jasmahin, an international lecturer, artist, musician, author and leading researcher into pranic living, has spent almost 2 decades sharing her insights with countless people. Her lectures, workshops and books have inspired many others who have successfully followed in her footsteps. Jasmahin believes that the journey towards living on prana is not about strong willpower or physical ability, but a spiritual path. We can begin to live on prana only after we have learned to nourish our souls.
You know, I think the stepping stone for transformation in a human being's life is to, with a very sincere heart, to ask to experience who we really are. Because in the West, we're not educated into understanding ourselves as really being divinely beautiful beings. We're seen as a mind, you know, the intellect, the emotion, the body, but we're not given the understanding that we are actually supreme beings in physical form. And I think it's nice that people, when they're ready, to really sit in sincere-hearted silence and to really ask to experience who we are on all levels of our being, and to also to experience the kingdom of heaven within and Buddha's pure land, and to ask to experience that rhythm of love within us and all of its gifts. You can't have any of these experiences till you're ready. If we're still mesmerized by the external world, if we still think we're going to be happy making money and having the right wife and the right car and the right family and the right education and all of that, that's all fine. But when we realize that maybe that's not nourishing enough, then to come into that sincere place within and just really ask for the grander levels, the grander experiences, the truth of our very beingness, then that's a request that when a human heart is really ready and open to, that will never be denied fulfillment, because it is our birthright to remember who we really are, and it's our birthright of planet Earth now to walk in peace and harmony. So all of the energies from photon energy of spiritual expression, everything now, the prophecy is supporting this flowering of human consciousness. And so it's a nice beginning point.
When individuals first begin living on prana, they often experience concern from family members about their health and safety. Jasmaheen has a suggestion to help overcome this understandable resistance.
When I was in Russia,
quand j'étais en Russie,
I met so many people,
j'ai rencontré tellement de gens,
who had naturally just flown into this reality of being filled by this divine essence, so they weren't hungry on any level, including physical,
qui étaient naturellement passés à cette réalité de vivre sans avoir besoin de prendre de nourriture ni de fluide d'ailleurs, donc ils étaient comme ça au niveau physique.
But their family were finding it very difficult that somebody that they loved was choosing to go without physical food.
Leur famille trouvait très difficile que quelqu'un qu'ils aiment puisse vivre sans nourriture physique.
So we shared with these ones.
Donc avec ces personnes, nous avons partagé.
Just say to your family.
Nous avons dit, dites simplement à votre famille.
I know you're concerned.
Je sais. Vous vous préoccupez,
because you love me.
Vous vous tracassez parce que vous m'aimez.
So if I go and have full medical testing.
Donc si je vais passer un examen médical complet.
And that testing proves I'm healthy.
Et que ces tests et ces examens prouvent que je suis en bonne santé.
Will then you please stop worrying?
Est-ce que s'il vous plaît, alors à ce moment-là, vous allez arrêter de vous tracasser?
A bargain.
On fait un deal.
Yeah.
On fait un marche.
That means it's that person's responsibility to make sure they are completely healthy and that the medical tests say so.
Donc la responsabilité de cette personne à partir de là, c'est de s'assurer qu'elle va faire un bilan médical complet et sa responsabilité, c'est d'être en bonne santé et que ses tests disent que c'est le cas.
Jasmaheen shares about the many gifts she has personally received from the food-free lifestyle. Furthermore, Jasmaheen has discovered that in the ongoing spiritual journey, it is even possible to live without breathing.
I find when my body's resting that I'm still like plugged into a divine circuitry board and it never ends. We've written 36 books in the last 17 years. We've done 30 CDs, albums of music and meditations. We've traveled constantly around the world. My walls are filled with paintings. Right now we're doing poetry and channeling music. And look, it's amazingly fun. It's just fun, you know?
Some of you have heard of people who in India have been buried for long periods of time.
Certains d'entre vous qui avez déjà travaillé avec moi, j'avais déjà partagé ça, l'histoire de ces êtres, de ces gens en Inde qui se font enterrer sous terre pendant une longue période de temps.
You know, yogis who wouldn't eat, they wouldn't drink and they wouldn't take oxygen.
Des yogis qui n'ont pas besoin de, qui ne mangent pas, qui ne boivent pas et qui ne prennent pas d'oxygène, donc.
And part of their service was to prove that you can get everything from the internal dimensions, including air.
Et en partie, une partie de leur service était justement de prouver que nous pouvons puiser tout à partir des dimensions intérieures, y compris l'air.
I actually met this man who has done that.
Et donc l'autre soir à Paris, en fait, j'ai rencontré cet homme qui a fait ça.
He was a very rich man.
Il était un homme très riche.
In India.
En Inde.
A doctor.
Médecin.
Made a lot of money.
Il avait gagné beaucoup d'argent.
And at one point, he was guided to let go of all of that, give it all away.
Et à un moment, il a été guidé à lâcher tout ça et à tout donner.
You know, it's common in India when people get to a certain age, once they've spent 20 odd years in education, then 25 years or more raising family and doing all that, for the men to then pursue the life of the yogi and leave all that to go into solitude and have their spiritual journey.
C'est assez courant en Inde, hein, que les, surtout les hommes, après avoir passé 20 ans à faire leur propre éducation, puis 20 ans ou 25 ans à élever des enfants, une famille, que de passer à un autre niveau et de poursuivre leur chemin sur la voie spirituelle.
And knowing this tradition, his wife was very happy for him to go.
Et bon, connaissant cette tradition, en fait, sa femme était très, elle lui a donné la permission de partir.
So he went to the jungle and he lived in the jungle for 12 years.
Alors il est parti dans la jungle, il a vécu dans la jungle pendant 12 ans.
And when he came back into the world,
et quand il est revenu dans le monde,
people wanted proof of this energy.
Les gens voulaient avoir la preuve de cette énergie.
That it could feed you.
Hein, que cette énergie était capable de nous nourrir.
And nourish the soul.
Et de nourrir l'âme aussi.
And he decided that he would experiment. He'd show them.
Et il a décidé qu'il allait faire cette expérience pour leur montrer.
And so he allowed himself to be buried for 92 days.
Et donc il a demandé à être enterré pendant 92 jours.
He said it was the most fabulous thing he's ever done.
Et il dit que c'est la chose la plus fabuleuse qu'il ait jamais faite.
Because of course, when you do that,
parce que bien sûr, quand vous faites ça,
all you do is slow the metabolic rate right down.
Tout ce que vous faites, c'est qu'en fait, vous ralentissez votre métabolisme complètement.
Leave the body.
Vous quittez le corps.
Explore the inner universes.
Vous explorez les univers intérieurs.
Go cosmic traveling.
Voyage cosmique.
And have a holiday.
Et en fait, vous êtes en vacances.
During her travels around the world, Jasmine has met Supreme Master Ching Hai and conveyed her words of thankfulness.
The wonderful Master Ching Hai is one of the world's foremost advocates for global vegetarianism.
C'est une maître et c'est une des avocates les plus célèbres et les plus fameuses pour le véganisme végétalien.
Recognizing the impact that will have on global warming.
Simplement en reconnaissant l'impact que ça aurait sur le réchauffement climatique.
I met with Master Ching Hai a few years ago.
J'ai rencontré Maître Ching Hai il y a quelques années.
And she's very interested in breatharianism.
Et ça m'intéresse beaucoup de comprendre également ce qu'est le vivre de prana, le breatharian, respirianisme.
As Master Ching Hai is aware, and everyone is aware, we're in a time of global changes, global climate influence. We would love to see a vegetarian world because that will make a big impact on climate change, as we know. And thank you to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you for supporting the work we are doing in the world. You know, you do such beautiful work, and I know you work tirelessly to promote veganism in the world. And we offer all our knowledge and everything we've understood freely to your networks. And thank you for your support. Thank you.
Kind viewers, thank you for your supportive company today. Next Sunday, join us for the concluding episode of Jasmine, the amazing avatar of pranic living, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is Good People, Good Works, right after the noteworthy news. May each day be blessed with greater wisdom, joy and peace. For more information about Jasmine, please visit www.jasmine.com.
Literature on living food free. For a complete list, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/breatharians.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.